High levels of radiation have reached Tokyo following the accident at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant. People in the capital have been told not to drink tap water. The country's struggle to resolve its nuclear crisis has again been stalled, with workers at the Fukushima plant evacuated after black smoke emerged from one of its reactors. RT's Igor Agorodnev is in the Japanese capital.
Another setback for the shutdown operation at Fukushima. Workers had to be withdrawn once smoke began billowing from one of the reactors for a fear of contamination. Now, this time it's reactor number 3, perhaps the most dangerous of the lot because it operates on plutonium. Plutonium has a much longer half-life than uranium, and if it were ever to get out into the environment, there would be a very expensive and very difficult clean-up operation. This, of course, mars what has been a last few days a very steady progress. The engineers have now managed to connect up all of the reactors to some electricity. In fact, electricity has been restored in one of the control rooms. They're saying that if this operation continues successfully, despite the recent setback, that eventually they'll be able to put the cooling systems back into action, and the cooling systems will now then cool the rods, and therefore any immediate risk of contamination will then have been avoided. Here in Tokyo, the dangers of radiation are coming from different directions. First, it was the vegetables and the fruit which were produced in the area near Fukushima which were becoming contaminated. Now, the authorities are saying that the levels of radiation in the water are also rising, and now babies and small children have been banned from drinking tap water because the levels are apparently dangerous to them. Apparently it's okay for adults, but at the same time I'm doubting that a lot of people are risking it. And in fact, if you go into the shops, the bottled water is still going at a very fast rate, so people are not risking drinking water from their taps. There is a lot of rain which has been falling here over the last few days, and it's been dropping, if not significant, but noticeable levels of radiation, and we've been walking around the city measuring the radiation levels. In some of the streets, it's higher by 5-6 times than it's supposed to be, even though the overall indicators are normal. Nevertheless, the authorities are asking their citizens to stay calm.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. First of all, I want to come before you today and I want you guys to pray about what's happening in Fukushima, Japan. We really need to pray for those kind of people, and it's a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing that's happened to these 6 nuclear reactors in Fukushima. Yes. It's very serious, and I want you to know that we at Fly High Ministries, we're praying for each and everybody in Japan. It's very serious. And the radiation that's spreading is very serious. It is very serious. Today's message is don't let Fukushima give you radiation, but let Jesus radiate you. Let Jesus radiate you. You know, the Kyoto News Agency reports that radiation around the hobbled Fukushima nuclear plant is 1,600 times the normal level. The astonishing figure was released to the media by the International Atomic Energy Agency officially on Monday. Data collected by the IAEA team shows that radiation levels are 161 microsievert per hour have been detected in the town of Nami, Fukushima. This is what the officials said, according to the report posted by the House of Japan. Tests carried out by the IAEA technicians in numerous locations around the plant revealed radiation levels ranging between 2 and 160 microsievert per hour, while the normal level for the area should not exceed 0.1 microsievert per hour. And this is what the Russian news site RIA Novosti reports. And a CBS affiliate in Wisconsin also reports on the high radiation levels that will ultimately be dispersed around the world and will undoubtedly result in unprecedented health problems and premature deaths from cancer, most of the corporate media, however, did not bother to report this story. Now, Reuters reported that there was 500 microservents of radiation per hour on March 18th at the site, but does not explain what this means. It did not mention the 1,600 numbers. Earlier in the week, nuclear energy critics and author Hirose Takashi wrote about the media effort to basically block the truth about Fukushima. Around Fukushima, Daiichi Station, they're measured 400 milliservents. That's per hour. With this measurement, Chief Cabinet Secretary Adanos admitted for the first time that there was a danger to health, but he didn't explain what it means. All of this information, media are at fault here, I think. They are saying stupid things while we are exposed to radiation all the time in our daily lives. We get radiation from outer space, but there's 1 millisievert per year of radiation that we get per year. A year has 365 days. A day has 24 hours. Multiply 365 by 24, you get 8,760. Multiply the 400 milliservents by that, you get 3,500,000, the normal dose. You call that safe? And what media has reported this? The corporate media, as a complacent handmaiden of the elite, are obliged to cover up the truth, and in the end, all of us, especially our children, will pay for it. Yes, the truth of the matter is what's going on right now is very serious. The radiation is very serious today around the world. We're not being told the true story. We're not being told what's really, how much radiation is being affected out there in Japan. The children in Japan is not being told. But I'm here to tell you, don't let Fukushima give you radiation, but let Jesus Christ radiate you. Yes, in Hebrews 1:3, and He is the radiance in His glory, and the exact representation of His nature, and He upholds all things by the word of His power, and what He has made, purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. The truth of the matter is, the truth of the matter is this. The truth of the matter is this. There is a lot of radiation going on. There is a lot of radiation going on right now. That is the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is there is a lot of radiation, and we need to let Jesus Christ radiate us. We need to let Jesus Christ radiate us in the time of this radiation. Yes, we need to let Jesus Christ radiate us in the time of this radiation. It's very important when things start getting bad that we have the radiance of Christ upon our life. It's very important when the radiation is moving around the world that we have the radiation of Jesus Christ upon us. Yes, Jesus Christ is the perfect radiance of His glory and the exact representation. You know, in this day and age, we have a lot of radiation that's spreading around the world. But I don't want you to deal with this kind of radiation. No. I want you to take precedence of this radiation. Buy potassium iodine. But also I want you to buy Jesus Christ in this time. Let Jesus Christ radiate you and also protect you from the radiation of the world. Let Jesus Christ radiate you and also protect you from the radiation of the world. Yes, the truth of the matter is this: what's going on in Japan is so serious that the military is now leaving Japan because of the radiation. People are being evacuated out of Tokyo because of the radiation. And I'm here, I'm not trying to scare you in any way. But this radiation that's happening, what we really need is we need the radiation of Jesus Christ. We need Jesus Christ to radiate us. And I hope in this time that you will cry out and say, Jesus, give us, radiate us. Radiate us. Hence the apostle passes to the glory of the person of Christ, who was able to execute such an office. He was the brightness of his Father's glory, and he expressed image of his persons in Hebrews 1:3. This is a high and lofty description of the glorious Redeemer. This is an account of his personal excellency. He is, in person, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, and as such, he must have the same nature. This personal distinction always supposes one and the same nature. One and the same nature. Every son of man is man, were not the nature the same, the generation would be monstrous. The person of the Son is the glory of the Father, shining forth with a truly divine splendor. And as the beams are effulgent emanations of the Son, the Father and fountain of light, Jesus Christ in his person is God manifested in the flesh, and he is the light of light in the true Shekinah. The person of the Son is the true image of the character of the person of the Father. Being of the same nature, he must bear the same image and likeness in beholding the power, wisdom, and goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We behold the power, the wisdom, and the goodness of the Father, for he had the nature and perfection of God in him. He that hath seen the Son hath seen the Father. He that hath seen the Son hath seen the Father, that is, he hath seen the same being. He that hath known the Son hath known the Father, John 14:7-9. For the Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son. The personal distinction is no other than will consist with essential union. This is the glory of the person of Christ. The fullness of the Godhead dwells not typically, but really in him. The truth of the matter is we need Jesus' radiation. We need the radiation that comes from Jesus alone to protect us from this radiation of the world. Yes, and I pray today that we would pray for Japan as a whole. That we would pray for Japan. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Who is the image of God. In the same way, we are hiding the fact of the extent of this radiation. And in the same way, Satan blinds the mind of the radiation of Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you today that you need to radiate. You need to radiate Jesus to the world. This time is getting evil. Do not let this radiation... Don't be touched by the radiation of the world, no, but be touched by the radiation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You know, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter and James and John with him and led them up to a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anything in the world that could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, is it good for us to be here? Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, and they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and the voice came from a cloud. This is my Son whom I love. This is my Son whom I love. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus, and they were coming down the mountain. Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. In Mark 9:2-9, but the truth of the matter is, Jesus radiated. During the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus entered this new radiation, this new transfiguration. And the account of this transfiguration of Jesus Christ is, as recorded here in Mark, parallels passages are found in Matthew 17, 1 and 3, and Luke 9, 28 and 36, is a demonstration of three witnesses that Jesus Christ was who he claimed to be. In all three accounts of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, we are given the names of the three disciples who accompanied Jesus and who stood as human witnesses to the glory that was Christ. There were also three heavenly witnesses, Moses, Elijah, and the voice of God from heaven. Therefore, the Old Testament law of three witnesses required to attest to any fact in Deuteronomy 19:15 was satisfied both in earth and in heaven. Yes. See, Jesus Christ represented, he was the true radiance. He was the true radiance. When you go back and read Hebrews 1 through, and he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. Jesus Christ radiated himself. And I'm here to tell you, don't let Fukushima give you radiation, but let Jesus radiate you. Let Jesus radiate you in this time. Let Jesus give you radiation in this time. Give him the Holy Spirit to radiate you. And may your brightness shine to the hurting world. And God knows Japan needs Jesus. And God knows those people need to cry out to Jesus right now. And God knows this nation needs Jesus. We need Jesus to once again to radiate America. We need Jesus once again to radiate our schools. We need Jesus once again, come on somebody, to radiate our marriages, to radiate our families. Come on, somebody, I need Jesus to radiate me with his Holy Spirit. I want to be transformed into the image of God. Come on, somebody here, can you hear me today? Can you hear me today? Yes. The word transfigured is a very interesting word. The Greek word is metamorpho. And it means to be transformed literally and figuratively to a metamorphosis or to change. The word is a verb that means to change into another form. It also means to change the outside to match the inside. You know, I wonder today, there's so many people that look good on the outside, but I wonder if they went through a metamorphosis to change into what they actually look on the inside, what would they look like? Half of you would look real dark. But Jesus went through this metamorphosis in the transfiguration. And in the case of this transfiguration of Jesus Christ, it means to match the outside with the reality of the inside. To change the outward so that it matches the inward reality. Jesus' divine nature was veiled in Hebrews 10:20 in human form, and the transfiguration was a glimpse of that glory. Therefore, the transfiguration of Jesus Christ displayed the Shekinah glory of God incarnate in the Son. The voice of God attested to the truth of Jesus' sonship was the second time God's voice was heard. The first time was at Jesus' baptism into his public ministry by John the Baptist in Matthew 3:7, Mark 1:11, and Luke 3:22. But therefore, the radiation, God's glory, he radiated. The glory of Jesus was a radiation to the world. And I hope today that you would radiate yourself to the world. I know these six nuclear reactors are radiating themselves to the world. But I'm here to tell you, I want Jesus to radiate to the world. I want that kind of radiation to be spreading around the world. Not this evil radiation. But we need the radiation of Christ to spread out into the world. We need the radiation of Jesus to spread out into our families, into our communities, into our governments. I need to be radiated today. And I want Jesus Christ to radiate this world. Therefore, the transfigurations of Jesus Christ was a unique display of his divine character and a glimpse of the glory which Jesus had before he came to earth in human form. This truth is emphasized for us in the passage in the Apostle Paul's letter to Philippi. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it is not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form, morphe, of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 5 and 11. The Son of God came to earth in the form of a man to be the true servant of God and to gift mankind with the greatest gift ever given, and that's eternal life. The transfiguration of Jesus Christ was a visible sign in the presence of the reliable witness of the reality of the power of God in the glory which is in Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ wants to radiate you today. It's a real sad thing about this radiation that's happening in Japan. And my heart goes out to these people. But I'm here to tell you, the radiation that's spreading around this world is at a fast pace. I mean, look, CBS affiliate in Wisconsin also reported that a high radiation level that will ultimately be dispersed around the world and will undoubtedly result in unprecedented health problems and premature death from cancer. I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ, I want Jesus to radiate you today. I want you to trust in Jesus right now. I want Jesus Christ to give you that radiation. I want Jesus Christ to give you peace no matter what happens around you. I want Jesus Christ to protect you. I want Jesus Christ to put the blood around you. Colossians 1:17 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Do you know? Nothing happens without God's control. Nothing happens without God's control. Radiation is spreading around the world, but I want the radiation of Jesus to spread around the world. Come on, somebody. We need Jesus to spread around the world. We need the radiation of Jesus to spread around the world. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself, a people of his own possession, zealous in good deeds. You know, Jesus Christ is the true. He's the exact radiance. He is the radiance. He glows. He is the light. He is the light. This is not a joke what's happening in Japan, and I'm not here to make it a joke. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ needs to radiate those people in Japan. I'm here to tell you that we need the radiation of Jesus in this world. But Jesus is the exact radiance. We need the radiance of Jesus. And Hebrews 1:3 says, And He is the radiance of His glory, and He's the exact representation of His nature. And whose nature is that? And that's God's nature. God's nature. We need to radiate in this time our Father, who is Jesus Christ. We need to radiate Jesus in this time. Jesus is the exact radiance. He's the exact radiance. We need to shine. We need the light of Jesus. We need the radiance of Jesus on our churches. We need the radiance of Jesus on our families. We need the radiance of Jesus on us today, on our schools. Don't let the world give you radiation, but let Jesus radiate you. Don't let what happened in Fukushima give you radiation. But let Jesus Christ radiate you. Let Jesus give you radiation of the Holy Spirit. Let Jesus give you radiation. And I pray today, let Jesus protect your body and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Protect you from every evil, worldly radiation, and give you the radiation of Jesus Christ that is stronger than the radiation of the world. And I pray today that you would have the radiation of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody, that gives you health, that gives you peace, that makes your body healthy, that makes your mind strong. Come on, somebody, that heals the broken heart. Come on, somebody. I pray today, I want to fly so high to the sky. Yeah, come on. Can you hear me now? Let's pray for the people of Japan. Let's pray for those whose life's been destroyed, who lost loved ones. Pray for them. Pray for them. And I pray that you will radiate the world, that the love of Jesus in you will go out and give the world the radiation of Jesus Christ. And I pray that.
Just about lost inside your name.